The second idiot tag Zion Mishnah obeyed, hey, Rabbi Sutta. Rabbi Sutta testified, I'll fear Hagavim Smeyan through Tar. That the brine that comes from grasshoppers which are not kosher, that brine is Tar. You can eat the brine even though the grasshoppers are not kosher. The Mishnah Rishona, as originally the Mishnah had stated, Chagavim Smeyam Nichbashu im Chagavim Tahirin Lo Pasu Tzira. That non-kosher grasshoppers that were pickled together with kosher grasshoppers, that the brine that comes from the non-kosher grasshoppers would not offer the kosher grasshoppers. And even though when they are pickled together, the brine from the non-kosher grasshoppers gets into the kosher grasshoppers, they would not make the kosher grasshoppers possible to eat. But the Mishnah Rishona did not say that you can eat the actual brine that comes from the non-kosher grasshoppers, just that the brine would not make the kosher grasshoppers non-kosher. But now this Mishnah, the Rabbi Sutta made it, states that the actual brine from the non-kosher grasshoppers you're allowed to eat. Zion Mishnah Gimel, hey Rabbi Sutta, al zochon sherabu al hanosim sheheim sher. Rabbi Sutta testified about zochon, which is flowing water, such as a ma'ayan, a spring, or a river, that got mixed together with nosim, which is rainwater. And the zochon, the flowing water, was the robe. There was more zochon than nosim in such a case that they are kosher, meaning that it could be used to be mixed together with the aper of a parah aduma, to be sprinkled on people that are tmei mase. As the din is that you have to take water from flowing water to be mixed together with the aper. Or for tefillah hazav, hazav, when he goes to the mikvah, he has to be tovel in flowing water. And in this case, where the flowing water got mixed together with the rain water, since the flowing water is the robe, it could be used for these purposes. Ma'is b'harya b'biras apilya. There was a ma'is and a plate called biras apilya, where zochon got mixed together with nosim, and the zochon were the robe. Uba ma'is alusnei chachamim, and the ma'is came in front of the chachamim b'hech shiruhu. They were machshir, the zochon, to be used for the Efer of a Parah Aduma and for Tefillah Hazav, even though it got mixed together with the Nosim, since the Zochon was the robe, they could be used for these purposes.